We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC-SPIN.
Now, here is Hank Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard,
and Jim Reed,
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Edda is standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. With a nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingham Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show. And this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
You're listening to the Weekend Gardener here on WPTF. We're in Nashville. It's my hometown, where it was. It's where I grew up. I've actually lived in Raleigh much longer than I ever lived in Nashville. But this is where I spent my childhood. And we're at the extension office with Kobe Griffin and all of his master gardeners, and they have a big fundraiser that's going, an annual fundraiser, their plant sale, and they've had really good traffic. Lots of people are coming by and participating today. We'll take some of your phone calls coming up. You know, hummingbird scouts are out looking for fueling stations, and so drop by Wild Birds Unlimited and get what you need to celebrate. Friends at Wild Birds Unlimited in Cary and Raleigh have given us a high perch hummingbird feeder, a bottle of nectar, and a 20-pound bag of a no-mess seed to keep your birds happy. To enter to win, just click on the banner, WPTF.com, or go to our contest page at WPTF.com. And we have several people waiting. Linda is in Johnston County. Hey, Linda, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Yes, ma'am. How can we help you today?
I have a rather extreme thing to use on hydrangeas. I have a question.
You didn't set fire to them, did you? I mean, that would be extreme. But what do you mean by extreme?
I was trimming some shrubbery this week, and I saw my endless summer hydrangea, and I thought, would it kill the hydrangea if I just took the hedge trimmer? It's grown up so much and really big. If I just took the hedge trimmer and put down in where I saw maybe a dead stem and just sit
dead stem
out,
is great.
So maybe the other hydrangea would grow to be a pretty size.
Yeah. Now, with hydrangeas, some grow, I think probably most the blooms come up on the old wood, but there's some that are on both, and some on new wood, and the endless summer blooms for a long time.
Yes.
Colby, is that something? Is she going to have any blooms this year?
Yeah, so spring would be the time to prune endless summer, so you should be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, I mentioned.
Don't you feel a lot better? Aren't you glad you called, Linda?
Yes.
Of course you are.
I always miss the time when I should be out there breaking out the dead stems.
And yeah, that's always a good thing to do. But you can trim it probably no more than a third. If you really want to bring it down a little bit.
Yeah, and maybe just go in spots. In the center, maybe, and
you can open it up a little bit if you want to, I suppose.
Okay, because it looks really bad now the way it's got so many dead stems in it.
Right.
And I have wanted to do that. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, why are there so many dead stems? I just wonder. I guess it's pretty common in some hydrangeas. Has it bloomed well over the years?
Yes, it's been really pretty, but I've just neglected it not to break the stems out, and it's just kept. It looks kind of bad.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I hope that helped you, Linda.
It will. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Giving that okay to go on.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, and
have a
good weekend.
I hope you do, too. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Ray is with us in Raleigh.
Hello.
Ray, how are you? How can we help you?
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
Everybody's doing fine over there.
We're doing great, thank you.
I heard you talking about boxwoods earlier.
Right.
I'd like to identify two that I got. I've got one that's a forest green. Is that the English boxwood? Because the other one is the light green on the new growth and a medium green on the older growth.
I mean, do they have a name? Are they named varieties? Or
do
you know?
We bought the house in the 80s. So
yeah, okay.
I have no idea.
So they're well established.
I guess I could go online and identify it, but I thought maybe you somebody there might know.
Well, I'm not sure of the varieties, but did you was that your question? You wanted to know the varieties of them, or what?
Well, at least you mentioned about an English variety. You were talking about plants that were invading, whether they were native plants or not.
Yeah.
And somebody asked about the boxwood.
We all talked about that. Yeah, he wanted to move his boxwoods.
Yeah, right.
That was what he was doing, and we were talking about some of the English varieties, which were very slow growing, and some that were the older homes, really old homes, would have they'd be several feet tall, 2 or 3 feet, or maybe more.
Is there somebody that could tell me the difference in the leaves?
In the English and the, is it American or Japanese?
English and American.
Yeah. So I know that the English grow much slower than the American. Anything else, Colby, that any other characteristics? Any difference in leaf shape or?
Yeah, the leaf shape is different. The margins of the leaves, there's a little kind of boat-shaped tip to, I think, English, I believe. I could be wrong. But
yeah. Do you have both, Rufus?
Yes. As you both know, the American grow a lot more, maybe 3 or 4 inches a year.
Yeah.
And the English will blush out.
Right.
At about maybe a quarter of an inch some years, but I see a lot of people do the American boxwoods pyramidal.
Yeah. Huh. I think that's what I got. I got two American then, but they got a lot. The new growth is really coming out like 4 or 6 inches.
Right.
Yeah, that's American then.
Yeah, and then the other one is dark forest green leaf, and like you said, they don't grow, you know, that much on new growth.
So do they seem to be doing well? They look nice and healthy?
Yeah, especially the American variety. The other one I'm going to take down, and my wife wants to get rid of the American ones too.
So she wants
right
to. Yeah. I don't know. You may want to give that to somebody. If you can, I don't know how big it is. You might need a backhoe to get it out. But
yeah. Well, I got a chainsaw.
Oh, okay. So you just want to get rid of it altogether. All right.
Yeah, she wants to get rid of it. But I was just curious about the variety.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the English varieties at one time were very valuable plants.
Really?
Yeah.
They're both susceptible to boxwood blight, unfortunately.
Yeah. Huh. Is the blight a newer? Is that something relatively new? Has it always been susceptible to that, or is that something after people? I know people used to plant them a lot, and when you plant things a lot, everybody plants them, then you do get diseases.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you overplant something and have a row of 20 of the same thing, if you have a disease come in, then it's, you know, you can have an issue.
Right.
But
yeah,
it's a fungal disease that can be pretty detrimental to boxwoods.
This would be a good day for a fungus.
Usually, I trim them down, especially the ones right in front of the house.
Right.
This time of year, but I'm just going to cut them down.
Where are you from originally, Ray?
From Massapequa. Long Island.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought you had that accent. Do you miss living there, or are you glad to be in Raleigh?
Oh, I'd rather be here.
Yeah, I'm glad. We're glad to have you too, Ray.
Excuse me?
I say we're glad to have you here.
Yeah.
And glad you're part of our family. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I've been listening for a long time. Like I said,
good.
I came down in 81, so been here for
they don't have a show like this in New York, do they?
The what now?
I say they don't have a show like this in New York, do they?
I can't say I remember hearing a garden show.
Yeah, that's right.
They had on TV, they had the Victory Garden.
Right. And we've interviewed some of those guys, Jim Wilson and Mel Bartholomew. And
yeah, we used to watch.
P. Allen Smith, he wasn't on Victory Garden. But, yeah, that was a great show. I enjoyed that. I miss it. I miss the Almanac Gardener, too, that was on.
My grandfather always had a garden. My dad always had a garden. And I always, since we moved here, we always had some kind of garden, you know.
Well, it's easier to grow here than it is at Massapequa, isn't it?
Well, they couldn't start until May 1st.
Yeah, right. Easier to grow lilacs up there. And tulips.
Yeah.
Well, you have a nice day, Ray, and thanks very much for calling us.
Okay. I did call in the past, but it's been a while.
Well, you call us again.
But I'll call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
William is with us in Raleigh. William, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
How can we help you?
This is mainly for Rufus. Rufus, you remember the late humorist Louis Grizzard?
I certainly.
He probably met him. Did you know Rufus?
I met him. Yes, yeah. I met him one time. He came to Jim Valvano Kids Classic.
You won't believe this, but in North Carolina they put flour on their hot dogs.
Flour?
Slaw.
Slaw.
Slaw. Oh, I thought you said flour. Well, Rufus put slaw on his hot dogs.
Yeah. I certainly do. And mustard, slaw, and chili, and onions. But you mean Louis Grizzard said that?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I met him one time at the Jim Valvano Kids Classic.
You know,
hospital.
He in one of his books, he said I was sitting around talking to my dog one time. He was reading the New York Times, and he said, He was a really funny man.
Oh, yeah.
But one other quick thing. I don't know if you've heard this, but there's a fellow, I think his name is John Tinga, and they're trying to get longleaf pine reestablished.
Yeah. You know, I think Tom Campbell was talking about him. I think he met him. Tom is filling in for me next week. And I think he sounds like a really interesting guy. You know, at the governor's mansion, there is a, I don't know, three or four planted together that they have been trialing there.
Yeah, the governor's wife was very interested. I asked her about him. I said, I've not had any luck. And she said, you need to plant more than one.
That's right. They like being a group of them. They're apparently happier. I don't know why, but that saving the longleaf pine. What a tremendous plan!
Companies they found that loblollies grew fast. I think that's
right,
and they quit growing.
Quit planting.
Longleaf pines. They like fire.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
And these fox squirrels, they like the longleaf pine.
Yeah.
It's a much prettier plant than loblolly, by far.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
That's all I have.
Well, I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Okay.
Thank you, William.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Let's see. Paul is in Wendell. Paul, how are you?
Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir.
How's everybody today?
Great.
Good.
Couldn't be better.
Good.
If I was any better, I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Oh, that's good.
Thank goodness, because I'm riding with it.
Yeah.
I got a question about coffee grounds.
I had a question about, somebody asked me a question about that a couple of days ago. Good acidic, natural, organic product. And what was your question?
Well, how do I use them? I got a bucket of them. And
how do you use them? Is that what you said?
Yeah, you just add like a cup to, a wheelbarrow full of stuff.
Well, let them cool off first.
What?
and then how would one use those, Colby?
They're a good source of nitrogen. So yeah, like Mike said, just make sure they're not piping hot.
Yeah, don't add any sugar or cream.
And usually the filters will break down pretty rapidly too if you put them in a compost pile.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So it has nitrogen, and it's also pH scale is.
It has phosphorus and potassium in it as well.
Yeah.
So.
My wife walks out and puts them on the not carnations.
Azaleas.
Getting ready to bloom over the most beautiful.
Gardenias.
Gardenias.
Yeah.
She puts them on gardenias, and
they look pretty happy.
It seems to make them happier.
Oh.
Yeah.
They like decaf or regular?
Well, hers is full strength.
Full strength?
High test.
There you go.
Espresso.
Oh, that stuff. Give me hot chocolate. When you picked me up this morning, I had my hot chocolate about 6:15. And I thought, oh, Lord, can I make it? And I've made it so far.
Well, I'll find a Starbucks. They don't have a Starbucks in Nashville yet, do they?
Rocky Mount.
Well, we're going the wrong direction. We'll have to find you a Starbucks somewhere, Rufus, to get you hot chocolate.
Paul, you seem like you're quite a gardener.
Yeah, he has a big garden, he says.
I have, I got 12 20-gallon containers and 6 4x8 raised beds. And a couple of other little patches with flowers in them and stuff. So, you know, I try.
Are you a tomato man?
I got tomatoes ready to go in, and I just got some black cow this morning and added to some Daddy Pete soil mix and a little permatill, and we're going to go plant them today.
Boy, you're
he got all the sponsors.
Yeah.
Except for Amazgar.
Yeah.
I even have my
There are a few others.
You'll need that later.
The white quarrels. Yeah. You'll need that later.
I even have my black cow hat on today, so.
Good for you. I'm sorry we didn't have any to bring today. We should have checked that out. Surely there's some around the station somewhere.
Well, you know what? I mean, if people, when they buy it, they should make sure they look at that bag, because there's a coupon, and you get a hat and a shirt for really not much money at all. And they're nice.
Wow, that's great.
Quality hat.
That's a real find to have a black cow hat or a T-shirt.
Yeah, man. And they're cheap. I think they're only like $20, you know, for the both of them.
How about that? Okay. Paul, thank you.
You betcha. Have a great weekend.
All right,
buddy. Have a great vacation there, Mike. You deserve it.
Thank you so much. I intend to. I hope we will. Yeah. You know, each season brings a different challenge for us, and certainly with any vehicle, it's going to bring. I mean, you know, the seasons change. We feel different. Our cars and trucks feel different. Go to King's Auto Service. Get your belts, hoses, fluids, antifreeze changed, or coolant, as it were, for this time of year. Check the tread on the depth on the tires, all of that. They can check most everything in the car. Give it a good once over. And they also have certified hybrid technicians, many hybrid vehicles on the. If you need a high-voltage battery pack replacement, they'll get you one for less than the dealer will charge for that replacement. Usually 150,000 miles or so is when they give up, but then it could be much, much longer than that. So call King's on Monday to schedule a courtesy battery analysis. And while you're doing that, get your 12-volt battery check too. I'm sure they'll do that. But they have technology now that will pretty much hone in on how long that battery's going to last. Auto Service and King's Correct Lube. Easy to find at 1039 North West Street in downtown Raleigh and at kingautomotive.net. King's Automotive Service, Raleigh's most reliable auto care since 1946. We're in Nashville, in Nash County, near Rocky Mount, and we're at the extension office on Eastern Avenue for a big Master Gardener plant sale. Lots of people have been coming out. I hope you will, too. More coming up here on WPTF. So, somebody was asked, Kobe, go ahead and say what you wanted to say. All you had to do was tap me on the shoulder.
Oh, no. I just wanted to... I just want to recognize the folks and the businesses that were that were instrumental in getting y'all here this morning.
Right.
And so Cliff was one of them, Cliff Joyner with Edwards Jones, who was here this morning.
Y'all raised money to have us here, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And that's something.
Well, you were hired up.
So what do you think about your investment before you finish there?
Yes, sir. And then the Nashville Chamber of Commerce, and then Market Leader Realty here in Nashville, and Daltrey's Gas and Oil. So.
Daughtridge.
Yep.
I grew up. There was wasn't there for a long time. They moved to Rocky Mount. Johnny Daughtridge, and I don't know whatever happened to Johnny, but he was a smart guy. I remember that. But thank you to all of those folks. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, I met a lady this morning.
You met a Daughtridge, and her husband was in the legislature.
Her husband was in the legislature, Bill Daughtridge.
I remember him.
Yeah,
Nash County representative.
And after he's in the legislature, he went on to be the Secretary of the Department of Administration.
Yeah,
and later served on the Industrial Commission. Was a fine gentleman.
What does the Industrial Commission do, Rufus?
That is when you're a state worker and you have some injury. My wife's brother serves as a judge on that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Judge.
So I should know that, but I didn't.
Yeah.
Thank you for...
They settle and handle thousands of cases a year of state employees getting in, and just general workers that are injured.
Well...
At work.
Thank you to all of those folks very, very, very much for having us out. This has been so much fun. For me and Rufus, you've had a good time. You've been politicking all over the place.
I've had a great time here.
Yeah, and you gotta, but that's all right. But you can come talk to us. Don't you want to come talk? Come over here and talk to us. She didn't look shy. I don't know why she didn't want to talk to us. At any rate,
we've had a good time here today with
absolutely
Mr. Remy the. High school teacher that came by and
had a Moorhead Scholar.
Boy, I'll tell you, that's something when you win that.
Moorhead Kane Scholar.
By the way, may I read this letter that came to the office? It says, Rufus, your two stories in the latest issue on the Weekend Gardener were fun to read. I especially like reading about your love for your dogs. Well, what a nice thing. My brother Frank Crowley, C-R-A-W-L-E-Y, worked in your office as an attorney. I remember Frank very, very well.
Well, I would hope you would.
And this is his brother Oliver that I've never met. So thank you, Oliver. And I'm glad you listen to the Weekend Gardener and read our magazine.
Yeah. I love all of your articles you've written. They're from the heart. And you do love dogs, but you've never had one that read the New York Times like Louis Grizzard, did you?
No.
Never. You've had some smart dogs.
Oh, man. No, mine would be more like reading Grit. There should be a little newspaper
Grit
out every week.
Did you ever sell that?
That I delivered. I used to
I
deliver
bet
the
you
Grit.
Did, yeah.
A 10 cents a copy. The Grit.
Is that still in publication, I wonder?
The Grit.
It's called The Grit, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. Well.
About the size of the News Observer now.
Yeah.
It's the Weekly Reader.
I love the Weekly Reader.
Oh,
I
yeah.
know about that. So, Colby, how long does it take to get all of this together? I mean, is this a year-round thing?
They start planting this late fall, and then really January, February is when they really start to bring things together.
Yeah. Now, y'all grow some of these plants?
Yes.
Do the master gardeners grow
yeah.
them? And then some of the – who are some of the – I don't want you to leave anybody out. Who are some of the people that provide them? For you.
Yesterday I was at Taylor's Nursery in Raleigh.
Taylor's is all, I don't care. Everything in the world has changed in that area of
except for that spot on Newbern
it's
Avenue.
It's always there. You used to have the drive-in over there behind it and some other things, but my gosh, that is so cool that they're still there.
Yep. And, but yes, sir. So, yes, Richard is really great. So he provided us with a lot of his plant material yesterday.
Yeah.
And then locally, Allen's Nursery here in Rocky Mount, Bass Plant Farm, and just several others that have
had to be a bass somewhere in there. I remember as a child, I was thrilled to death when on the Andy Griffith Show when they had somebody named Bass. I said, well, I wonder if he's kin to John Bass and the Bass Farm sausage people. You know, so. Have y'all noticed that the women come up to Rufus
to
and
Rufus.
Talk? They all come up to
well,
him and
we
talk.
Well, we have a lady named Angie. Yeah. Angie, you need to tell us about why you listen to The Weekend Gardener.
She's done with us. She's already done. She's talking to somebody else now.
Angie, we're looking for you here.
Tell us
about your listening to The Weekend Gardener.
Oh, I love The Weekend Gardener. I love all the folksy talk, and it just reminds me so much of growing up with my grandmother and my parents and all the plantings that they did. And, of course, you know, when you live in a townhouse, you can't have lilac trees and irises and daffodils and forsythia and all that wonderful spring stuff. But I relive it through your show.
Thank you.
I learn something.
Good.
And I have a notebook, and I write things down that I want to remember.
Wow.
I bet you, are you familiar with our garden publication?
Yeah, be sure
I
and
am.
Take a copy.
Yes,
if you'd like. And I was just remarking while you were talking to Rufus, I said, have you noticed that all the women come up to Rufus to ask a question?
Well, I'm on the end.
Well, I'm on the end too. Nobody comes up to me.
Yeah, but you've got too much in the way there.
Well, it's
too many barriers.
It's because of Honky Tonk Angel.
Oh, I know. That draws them in. It's
love that song. I love it
because he was good looking.
Hey, there you go. That's it.
This is my friend Jim from Roanoke.
Hey, guys.
Jim, Roanoke, Virginia.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's a nice town. Nice big hotel up there.
Yes, it is.
I love that hotel.
The Hotel Roanoke.
Yeah.
The Grand Isle.
That's right.
And I listen to you when I'm up there, too.
Oh, good for you. Thank you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
They used to have a syndicated program, gardening program in Virginia. I can't.
We do, but I stream WPTF.
We're better.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I think you have the best Sunday buffet at the Roanoke Hotel.
It is.
I've eaten in the country.
And this is a buffet right, expert here.
When you are right, you are right.
Yeah.
It's pretty wonderful.
Okay. I tell you, that's a good place to get lost.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Last time I was there, I was kind of thinking of that that movie that Jack Nicholson was in, where he went crazy, that big hotel.
They filmed it up there.
Oh, The Shining.
The Shining, yeah. I was thinking of that. I said, oh, my God, if I get lost in here. Wait, that would be nice to see Jack Nicholson, but not in that form. But it's a beautiful
old home. There was another movie, too, where he was in Insane Asylum, yep. Which I never forgot.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yep.
I like that over there in Roanoke, you have this bridge that goes from the hotel over into downtown.
Yes. Uh-huh.
That's pretty neat.
It is. Walk right over to all the restaurants.
It's amazing. You've done very well. Thank you for preserving. I thank the town of or the city of Roanoke for preserving that hotel and that area there.
Mayor Beth Fitzpatrick and Virginia Tech saved that hotel from being torn down.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Can I ask you a garden question?
Absolutely.
So I was interested in your show a little while ago. You were talking about big boxwoods. So here's a picture, Rufus, of my, you can pass the phone down if you like.
I can see it.
My big boxwoods and the azaleas. And I don't know how to trim them down so they're below the window line because they're just huge. I really don't want to take them out.
Well, you always trim azaleas or spring flowering plants like that right after they bloom.
Yeah, about another week or so. They're blooming.
I don't see the boxwoods.
They're behind the azaleas.
Oh, okay.
It's that little dark green behind it.
How'd that happen?
Well, you know, somebody planted them 30 years ago, and I bought the house.
That's all right.
And you decide you want, well, those azaleas look like they're well-established, too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, with the, now you were asking about trimming the azaleas or about the boxwoods.
I keep trimming the top of the azaleas down.
Yeah, you don't want to trim them too much because, I mean, they'll, you know, all the energy will go into growing new green after a while. But if you want to prune them right after bloom.
You could really severely prune them.
You could.
They would look bare for a while, but at least you could get them down to a manageable level.
Top them off.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, he's not worried about the azalea. He's worried about the boxwoods.
Well, I'm worried about both of them, but the boxwoods in particular are stubborn. I mean, they're English boxwoods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at least they grow slowly.
At least you don't see the boxwoods, so why do you even want them back there?
Well, anyway, I just wonder if you could bring them down a little bit without killing them. So.
They don't.
You know, there's a real art, or maybe it's a science, to pruning boxwoods.
I know.
Because you get down a couple inches and it's all gone. It's bare.
Right. It's the art is a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
And you never get caught up, or it gets caught up with you.
Right.
The trouble.
Well, I've been thinning them out, you know, cutting a few branches down so some on the top and the sunlight can get down, and then new growth will come out, you know, down. But anyway, thanks, guys. We enjoyed listening
to
your
show. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Call us from Roanoke sometime.
We might just do that. Thank you now.
All right.
You have a live wire friend there who's very, very articulate.
She is indeed.
She's a physical therapist, right?
Yes.
Oh, thank God for physical therapists.
Well, I ask you what you do, and you tell me.
Yeah.
That's okay. We'll work on that.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
That's why you got the notepad, right? Yeah. you're listening to The Weekend Gardener, or what's left of it here. We're running out of time. We only have 10 minutes left. Is there anybody else you want to thank?
No, I can talk about the Arboretum. Though,
Mom and Diddy, talk about the Arboretum,
So we're here at the Nash County Arboretum, which surrounds the Nash County Agriculture Center, which is we're real fortunate here. A lot of extension offices do not have the land mass and area we have.
That is the truth.
The Arboretum was started in 2004, and so this is its 20th year, and obviously it started with none other than what was called the first garden in 2004, with just a few plants, and now it encompasses 10 garden areas, each with a different theme.
I see a grapevine back there too, Kobe.
Yes, sir.
In the distance.
Yeah, I've been meaning to ask you about the grapevine. Is it produced pretty well?
Back the end of March, which is not the proper time to prune grapes.
You should do it a little earlier,
had Bill,
right?
Klein, our extension specialist, up here for a pruning demonstration.
Oh,
but
yeah,
they were overgrown, and so we really severely pruned them, and hopefully to manage them more correctly now that they've been pruned.
Well, it looks nice. It's coming out, and do you think you'll have a crop this year?
Are they blushing or are they flushing?
I don't know. What are they doing, Rufus? You're the expert.
I think those are flushing.
Oh, me. Well, at any rate, we were talking about squirrels a little earlier. It's, you know, the weather starts warming up, and, of course, I see squirrels all the year round, but the springtime is a wonderful place for the triangle. No critter theme seems to be enjoying it more than the squirrels, and while squirrels can be pretty pesky all year long, they especially are annoying in the spring. Squirrels love nibbling on leaves and buds and Rufus's tomatoes and digging in flower pots, and they become an expensive nuisance when they tear up outdoor furniture and decks. And that's why, you know, you need Imos Garden Squirrel Repellent. Imos Garden Squirrel Repellent comes in both a liquid and granular form to best protect your garden. You use the granular repellent in flower pots and beds to prevent digging. Spray the liquid directly on the plants to prevent squirrels from chewing on flowers. And it's really smart to start protecting tomato plants as you plant them, as they have leaves, so squirrels will maybe leave them alone. Imos Garden Squirrel Repellent are made with natural ingredients, of course, ensuring a safe and eco-friendly solution to you, your plants, and the environment. Join the ranks of happy gardeners you've reclaimed all over the area. So go to places like Campbell Road Nursery in the Triangle, Campbell Road Nursery in Raleigh, Fitch Lumber in Carrboro, and protect your garden today with Imos Garden Repellents. People, pet, and eco-friendly. And Imos Garden is your ultimate defense against garden pests. I see the family's here.
I think one wants to be interviewed.
Yeah, Kobe's got his fan club here.
The whole posse's here.
What is your name? Well, what's your Dalmatian's name?
Oh,
okay, just taking a chunk out of it. Yeah. Taking a chunk out of his head, huh? That's not good. Would you like to you don't want to say anything. Get away, old man. There you go. Jason.
Well, they move.
Jason?
Huh? I do too.
No, you don't.
I do. Nina.
Ah,
let me give Nina Thorne a how can I not know? I grew up with you.
I know,
you okay? We're on the air. You talk. Come here and talk. We're on the air. What do you think we're doing here, Nina? Come here.
Why she look that's, so young?
I don't know. At least a woman came up to me instead of you that time. Thank you, Nina. So we're running out of time here, and I don't even know what the heck I was talking about. Somebody asked about dogwoods. Dogwoods, if I can find that. A caller was looking for any tips on planting new dogwoods.
Ooh.
You know, the Korean, is it the Korean that's?
Kusa.
Kusa, yeah. The Kusa dogwood seems to work a lot better here. I mean, there's some really pretty varieties. I saw one planted the other day. It was a Florida type, mm-hmm. and that's what we're used to. Had variegated leaves. It's really pretty, but I don't know. The sunshine and the anthracnose and all
anthracnose,
of that stuff.
Anthracnose, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
what advice do you have?
If you're going to plant our native eastern flowering dogwood, they do not like wet feet, so just be sure it's a well-drained soil. They have shallow roots, but make sure they have moisture when they need it.
What are something, now the ball cypress obviously is something that likes wet feet. What are some other things that we can plant in our landscape that will prosper?
Daphne, right?
Not Daphne. No, don't tell anybody that.
No, not Daphne. They're very finicky.
Yeah. Can you think of anything that a shrub?
A shrub?
Yeah. That might work, that might not mind the wet feet.
I think abelia.
Abelia, they can take a little bit more moisture.
Yeah,
but
yeah, abelia might.
Most, I would say 98% of plants like moist, well-drained soil.
Yeah.
That you're going to grow on abelia.
Yeah. That's when you have to, I mean, you have to take care of drainage in your landscape. And that's something that that you can do. It's not always easy, but it's good for your house and for the landscape plants.
A plant called gallberry is a good plant for a kind of a, you have a more wet site.
Gallberry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Many people have said you've got a lot of gall.
Yeah.
And so maybe I should plant that. Have they ever said that to you?
Let me suggest a yellow flag iris.
Oh,
they
yeah,
grow from uh-huh. seeds. They love wetness. And it's the most simple thing to grow. I've never seen one of the disease. The seed gets within an inch of the ground, it'll grow. And it looks, it gives the form of an iris, but comes from seed, right?
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Yellow flag
and
iris.
You didn't get your yellow iris today, huh?
No, somebody
snatched
thing
it
out of here.
Oh, well, I'll see if I can find you a yellow iris sometime, Rufus.
Well, that one was just so spectacular. I have iris.
Was it real tall?
No, it was just
it was a deep yellow?
It was just huge.
Yeah, okay.
Huge Carolina yellow. North Carolina yellow.
Okay. So I'm trying to think if I've done everything I'm supposed to today.
You
know, oh, I got to check my – I got a producer in my ears. He says, check my phone. Check my phone. Okay, I'm checking my phone. What do we got here? He might already read it already, can't remember. Rufus had a letter. You've already read the letter.
I read the letter, yes.
Jason, what's wrong with you? He's already read the letter.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be keeping up with things. We've already read it.
A little nap.
Well, I could use one myself. I could use one. Colby, thank you so much for doing all that you did to bring us here.
Sure.
That means a lot to me. And to be here in town and for it not to rain while we're on the
amazing.
Air.
And it's because Rufus has connections, right?
He has connections. Oh, he does. He does have connections. And I hope every year that this is a success. And I hope that that you will join us on the show again. I know you got all these babies but running around. But I would very much like to have you on the show. I know you say that. You say that, but
just let me know.
That's another one that you use. I know y'all are busy, so I feel for that. But you're really good at what you do. And I heard about Colby Griffin before I even talked to you. Other guys were talking about because I'd asked me who you know, some of the guys and some of the folks in the area who. New extension agents, and they mentioned you in Franklin County. They have I'm trying to think of the name. I met the gentleman who is now the Franklin County extension agent. He sounds like a real cat bird, too, but I asked him. I went up to Paul's
retirement,
and I met him, and I tried to get him on the show. He said, well, I got my son's got baseball on Saturday mornings.
Uh-huh.
I said, yeah, man, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
But he sounds like he'd be really good, too. So we'll work on that. I'll start bugging you.
Well,
thanks
we hope to
for
have you back next
for
year.
Writing. We'd love that. Thanks for writing for the articles in that magazine. That means a lot to us. To anybody else you want to thank or thank all these master gardeners.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they do a lot of work. Yeah.
They do, and they enjoy it. I can you just look at them. I don't see any frowns on anybody's face, but especially the master gardeners.
They're probably frowning at me because I've been sitting here for 3 hours.
Right. I know, but you've done your part, and you're doing your part now. You're publicizing and pontificating and all of that.
Just get on a soapbox an hour later next time.
That's huh? All right. I'll
and be that. And be sure, be the person your dog thinks you are.
All right. Yeah. And the next dog you have may read the New York Times and Wall Street Journal.
Oh, I think so.
He'll be smart.
And the grit.
Jeff, thank you. Chris Hooks, thank you. Jason, thank you very much. We love you all, especially the people in Nashville. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Tom Campbell will be filling in next week at the auto show. I'm going to Europe tomorrow. Bye-bye.